The following is a presentation of the New Skin BYU Sports Network. This is BYU Cougars Baseball.
That one is long gone. Two-run home run.
Live coverage of BYU Baseball is brought to you by doTERRA. doTERRA, proud sponsor of the BYU Baseball team. Now, for all the action, here's Dave McCann.
Good afternoon from Fresno, California. The sun's been out most of the day, and we are ready for game one of a doubleheader between BYU and Fresno State. The Bulldogs took game one last night 7-1 under much chillier conditions. We anticipate it'll be cool before we're done here today. But as for the afternoon on the opening weekend of college baseball, hard to ask for better conditions than what we have at the moment. Dave McCann and Tuckett Slade, Director of Operations for the baseball team since 2016. Everybody eager to get back at it. You just came from the dugout.
Yeah, great feel this morning. Great batting practice, good infield and outfield. Guys are ready to play today.
Let's listen to the head coach and get his take as we dive into 6 or 7 hours of BYU baseball. Our interview with Trent Pratt, brought to you by doTERRA. Pursue once pure.
It's day two. It's sunny and warm. The shapings of a pretty good opening weekend.
Yeah, the weather was, it was okay last night, too. We're used to cold weather, and so it's good to see the sun out today and be more baseball weather today.
What are the keys to a good start in this doubleheader?
Man, just throwing strikes and playing catch. That kind of what got us last night was, you know, just a couple errors early that led to a three-run inning in the first. And then we just got to be a little tougher at the plate. Guys need to calm down a little bit and just not try to just be who they are. We don't need anyone to be the hero. We just need, you know, each guy to, you know, do their job today.
This is debut Saturday. We're going to see a couple of new Cougars on the mound in game one, Jaden Harris, Garrison Sumner on the hill in game two. Let's start with Harris. What do you like about the transfer from Utah?
Man, he's a competitor, and he's going to get a job this fall and before the season started this spring of just pounding the strike zone, a sinker and a cutter and a split, and he does a good job of, like, getting a ton of ground balls. So him to be effective, he needs to throw a bunch of strikes and have the ball put in play, and we put good defense behind him.
Sumner comes from Salt Lake Community College. Good year last year. What do you hope to get out of him?
Yeah, same thing. If those two guys throw strikes, we got a chance to be in the game and have a chance to win. And so that's kind of key to both those guys is, man, can they get the ball over the white part of the plate and force some contact and let their team put the ball in play and we can make some plays behind them.
Easton Bryant made his debut last night for you at BYU, a double, a single, and an RBI designated hitter. He's got a lot of power.
Yeah, he's a big, strong kid. And he did a good job last night. And so, you know, just hoping to carry that over to today.
There's a good chance Ridge Erickson might be a little nervous as we speak here. The freshman, true freshman, getting ready to make his start at catcher today. What do you like about Ridge?
Ridge is a really good player. He's a really good defender. He throws the ball really well, and he's had a good, you know, offseason for us. And so he might be a little nervous, but after those first couple of pitches, it'll just be like old hat to him.
Well, what's better than a Saturday doubleheader?
I don't know. A couple of wins, it would be a little better.
All right. We'll see you after. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
That's head coach Trent Pratt. Our starting lineups are brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. All right, Tuckett, you've got the Cougars.
All right. Leading off, number 3 in center field, Crew McChesney. Batting second in left field, number 11, Luke Anderson. And at shortstop, number 8, Ryder Robinson. At third base, number 17, Easton Jones. At first base, number 7, Cooper Vest. At second base, number 2, Brock Watkins. DHing is Easton Bryant today, number 12. And in right field, Bryker Herdsman, number 13. And catching his first, like you said in the pregame, Ridge Erickson, number 45.
Jaden Harris will throw for BYU, his first start as a Cougar. Defensively for Fresno State, Jacob Pappas is the only newcomer to the lineup from last night. He's out in left field. Sky Collins in center. Bobby Blandford's in right. Blandford had a couple of big hits for the Bulldogs last night. Murph Gray's at third. Lee Trevino at shortstop. Eddie Salvador's at second. Griffin Sotomayor is over at first. Justin Stransky is behind the plate. Caden Munster's the DH for the Bulldogs. And Aiden Cremarosa is getting his start. A 6'3", 190-pound right-handed junior out of Burbank, California. Last year, his ERA was 4.22. He was 1-1. 42 strikeouts, 15 walks, 7 home runs allowed. He was more of a closer last year. Well, now he's in the rotation. So this is a big day for him to prove that he belongs. He's got a fastball up near 96. That's what he hit last year. A slider, cutter kind of combination, and a changeup. The slider is his best pitch. So Cremarosa is on the hill, and Crew McChesney will attack him first. He just came up from the dugout, Tuckett, and disappointing game last night. Kind of a nickel and dime loss. It wasn't this pounding of this and that. It was an error here, a pass ball there. What's the psyche of the team?
Yeah, you know, it's just like you said, little mistakes yesterday that, you know, after the game, Coach Pratt talked to the team about just cleaning up the simple things that we're really good at. And I tell you what, the guys are so excited. Even last night on the bus coming home, they're so excited that we get to play baseball again today. Just get that taste out of the mouth.
McChesney was 1-for-4 last night. The sophomore out of Highland, Utah, nicknames Cheese, left-handed hitter. So it's a lefty-righty matchup right out of the gate. Mentioned Trent Pratt in his third season, 61-69. Ryan Overland's in his third year at Fresno State, 64-56. So the first pitch of our long day of baseball comes down the middle low for ball one. Game two will start about 40 minutes after this one concludes. And we expect a few more fans on hand as it's ideal hangout weather for baseball. As McChesney fouls the second pitch he sees back over the screen, and they count 1-1. Last night we were down in the 40s, and the air was, there was moisture in the air after all the heavy rain. The turf was wet, and anchor pitching for Fresno State made it even colder for BYU. He was outstanding. A swing and a miss by McChesney is 1-2.
Yeah, he had his whole arsenal going yesterday, and it was really tough on the hitters.
But the beauty, as you mentioned, is it's a new day, and we expect a good one here. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and down goes McChesney for strike three, and there's one away.
Yeah, back-to-back, really good changeups right there that he swung through. Good pitch to start.
Luke Anderson, 0-for-4 last night with a trio of strikeouts. Today is his 95th game at BYU. Junior from Santa Clara, Utah. Kid out of Snow Canyon High School. And he looks at his first pitch, which catches the outside corner. Strike one. Bulldogs jumped on BYU for three runs last night in the bottom of the first. That kind of set the tone for how the rest of the night played out. BYU trying to get off to a much different start here. 0-1 to Anderson. That comes inside and high for ball one.
Yeah, it's tough playing catch-up from inning one when you're down 3-0 just like that. Then you get back to, it's a 4-1 game, and you think you have a chance. You hit a couple hard balls, get back in the game, and then they go back out and they score another three runs. It makes it really tough on you.
Here's a 1-1 pitch. Outside, 2-1. We've seen Anderson for the last couple of years get on these hot streaks where you just can't get him out. Here's the 2-1 pitch. There's a strike, 2-2. And the challenge is the hot streaks often are followed by cool streaks.
Yes, they are.
When you can't get anything going.
Yeah.
And that's baseball, right?
It really is.
2-2 to Anderson with one out here in the top of the first inning. Cremarosa comes in and gets the corner. Strike three. And there's two down. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cremarosa. And for Anderson, his fourth strikeout in five at-bats.
Yeah, that one looked to be a little outside, but the umpire goes ahead and rings him up for strike three. Luke didn't like that.
Ryder Robinson, sophomore out of Cedar Hills, Utah. American Fork product, transfer from TCU. He steps into the left side of the batter's box, 1-for-4 last night with a double and three strikeouts. And the pitch comes in low for ball one. Low clouds here today. No wind to speak of. Pitch comes inside. 1-1 the count, or 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Cougars are in gray with the royal pinstripes. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Now 3-0. Bulldogs have the red shirts, red hat, and white pants.
I really like this road uniform for us.
Those look good.
A gray pinstripe is a good-looking uniform.
Here's a 3-0 for Robinson with Easton Jones on deck. Down the middle, a take all the way for strike one. 3-1 the count with two outs. Robinson made 43 starts with the Horned Frogs, a Big 12 nemesis of BYU. Takes a whack at a 3-1 pitch, hits it high down the right field line, and on the chase up against the wall is Blandford. And I hope he's okay. His teammates are down there looking at him. It's in the corner where we can't see.
Yeah, he hit the wall hard, though. It was full sprint. He was not slowing up at all.
He went over the wall.
Yes, he did.
So we're just seeing him climb back over. That's the only vantage point from our booth.
Yeah.
So it's a take one for the team effort for Bobby Blandford out in right field. Ran a mile to get there and then hit the wall, went up and over it. The count is full with two outs, and so Robinson's going to take the slow walk back up to the box. And we are ready to resume. Cremarosa comes in, fouled back.
They tried to go change up, burn away there. Good job just fouling that away. It's a good battle. It's a really good, after the first two strikeouts, to see him just battle here, see more pitches.
Here's the 3-2. Fastball, strike three, got the inside corner. Robinson thought it was low. He and the pitcher have a couple of words. And it's a 1-2-3, three strikeout inning for Aiden Cremarosa. And for BYU, the defense will take the field when we come back. No score after a half inning. You're listening to BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Baseball. Here's your host, Dave McCann.
Dave McCann with Tuckett Slade here at Fresno, California. Bottom of the first inning, no score, BYU and Fresno State. And Jaden Harris ready to make his Cougar debut on the hill. 6'2", senior out of Millville, Utah. Went to Ridgeline High School. The University of Utah had 52 appearances, 24 starts, 7-9 up in Salt Lake with an ERA of 7.34. That's for his career. 97 career strikeouts, 17 career home runs allowed. He attacks the zone, understands the game, is why pitching coach Abe Alvarez really loves him. And Tuckett, you bring in a guy like Harris from the portal to do one thing if he's your starting pitcher, is he's got to deliver.
He's got to deliver. He does. And it's a big opportunity for him to come in. He wanted a chance to start. Wasn't getting that chance at Utah, and now he's got a shot.
Here he is starting today, opening weekend for college baseball. Justin Stransky will lead it off for Fresno State. 0-for-5 last night with a run scored. And the first pitch hits him, and he heads down to first. Might have been a nerves toss.
You don't want your first
Harris.
Pitch of the season to hit a guy, but I just kind of ran in on him. The two-seamer got away.
So now Eddie Saldivar will step in. He had a busy night last night, 2-for-4. He scored twice. And Stransky's over at first base. The Bulldogs very aggressive on the bags last night. We'll see if they follow suit here this afternoon. First pitch popped up. And the shortstop back to grab it. Ryder Robinson, there's one away. The cat's just back off the dirt behind second base. So a good bounce back for Harris. On one pitch, get an out.
First pitch, you hit a guy. Second pitch, you get a pop-up. So third pitch, let's get a double play and get out of the inning.
Here's Murph Gray, preseason All-American second-teamer from Perfect Game. 1-for-4 with a run and an RBI. He was in the battle with BYU's All-American Stone Cushing there in that seventh inning. And after a whole bunch of pitches, he sent a single into center field. Off the plate for ball one from Jaden Harris. Harris at 6'2". Big frame, looks over at first base. That's where Stransky is. Now he comes home. First pitch swing, down the line, foul. So, for BYU, if you're Ridge Erickson, you're a true freshman behind the plate, what's going through your mind? You've been down there.
Yeah, you're nervous. You're nervous. But now that the first pitch has been thrown, the nerves go away a little bit. But you're excited. He's got a bright future.
1-1 to count. Hard hit into left field for a base hit. Stransky moves over to second base. Anderson tosses it in, and there's two on with one out.
Yeah, cutter there that just had too much of the plate, trying to get that to run away from his barrel, but missed the middle.
And missed the middle to the best hitter on the team.
Yeah.
So now Bobby Blandford is at the plate. We saw him make that great effort out and right in the top of the inning. 2-for-5, drove in a couple, hit a double. Last night was thrown out, trying to stretch it into three. And a chance to get the Bulldogs on the board here in the first inning. Runners at first and second with one out. First pitch, he sees, goes into left field. Anderson comes up with it. They'll hold the runner, and the bases are loaded. Good piece of hitting by Gray and Blandford, slapping singles in the left field.
Yeah, like you just said, really good piece of hitting. That one, he just went the other way with it. Fastball in the outer half, but he just hit a line drive through the six hole.
Bases are loaded with one out for Griffin Sotomayor. So Jaden Harris probably woke up this morning and was thinking a bunch of different scenarios how this would go. Hit the first batter, got a pop-up for the second, and now the bases are loaded.
Really need a ground ball pop-up right here.
Sotomayor was 0-for-3 with a run scored last night. Here's the pitch. He goes after the first pitch. Out at second. No play at first. Run scores. And there's two down. So Stransky comes in. Gray's over to third. Blandford's out. And Sotomayor reaches on the fielder's choice. Thought Watkins might be able to turn that.
Yeah, it was close, and I think he was just smart. He didn't get a full grip on it, and you don't want to throw that away and give up another run. So,
right.
Better safe than sorry.
Caden Munster, 6'3", redshirt freshman out of Fresno at the plate. 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI last night. Runners at the corners with two outs. Harris comes in off the plate for ball one. Well, that chopper was just a little too high to turn to by the time it got out to Robinson. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Count 1-1. Munster went after it.
This is a big spot here, Dave, early in the game. You want to minimize this just to one run and not turn this into a big inning.
One run on two hits so far for the Bulldogs. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Harris. Misses the inside corner. 2-1. Munster looks like a giant in that batter's box.
Yeah, he is a big boy.
2-1 pitch from Harris. On its way. Outside. 3-1. Look over at the corners. Munster thinking he's going to get something to hit here. The 3-1 pitch. Ball four. And the bases are loaded. Second time they've been loaded here in the inning. One run is in. There are two outs. And Lee Trevino comes to the plate. He had an interesting night last night.
Yes, he did.
No official at bats, but he walked four times and got hit by a pitch. So he went to first base five times, but on the books, it was like he wasn't even here.
Wasn't even here.
Well, he's got a chance to do some damage with the bases loaded. And he gets hit by a pitch. And he goes, his streak continues as he heads back to first. A run comes in. It's now 2-0 as Murph Gray scores. Sotomayor goes to third, Munster at second, and Trevino now at first. And Ridge Erickson out to calm his pitcher down. That's a tough assignment for a freshman to go out there and talk to a senior. But Jacob Pappas is at the plate with bases loaded. His first at bat. He didn't play last night. Now Harris has got to dig deep. Pitch from the stretch. Down the line, gets past the glove of Easton Jones. Sotomayor scores. Munster scores. Trevino's over to third. It's a two-run single by Pappas. Yeah, and it's 4-0 Fresno State.
Just barely on the outskirts of Easton's backhand there. I thought he was going to be able to field that, but it just hit too hard by him.
And now the nine-hitter, Sky Collins, comes to the plate. He was 2-for-4 last night. Yeah, this inning has turned into a memory maker for Harris, just not the one he was hoping for. 4-0 on three hits. And they have jumped on his first pitches. You notice that?
Yes, they
come
have.
Out attacking. Runner goes. Throw down to second is high. Safe. Runner comes in from third. Trevino scores. It's 5-0.
Yeah, if the ball isn't high, he's out at second. That run doesn't score. But because Brock had to jump up and make the tag, he's safe, and the double steal there, he takes off, and no throw to home.
So Pappas in at second. Ball one to Collins. See a nice arm by Erickson, just fired it high. Ball two. Look back to second. Swing and a miss for strike one. Collins, 6'1", senior out of Buchanan High School here in Fresno. Look back to second for Harris. And he comes in for ball three. 3-1. Pappas over at second. 5-0 Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Ball four. And Collins draws a walk. And now the Bulldogs have hit around as the leadoff man, Eddie Salmadar, comes back to the plate. Or check that, Justin Stransky. Stransky got hit by a pitch to start the inning. And now Jaden Harris is fighting to stay in the game. First and second with two outs. Look back to second and in with a strike.
Yeah, this is not the start to his Cougar career he expected. Tough one so far.
Activity now in the BYU bullpen. Harris comes in, misses on that corner. Count 1-1. Three strikeouts for BYU in the top of the first. Five runs for Fresno State here in the bottom. And they're looking for some more here. 1-1 to count. Foul ball. Now 1-2. O'Hara settles himself, looks into his catcher. Look back to second. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Fouled off again down the line. Over to the third base coach. Then we'll do it again.
Yeah, they're putting good swings on Harris right now. They're not. He's not getting anything to fool him. Nothing blown by him. Breaking balls they're on, fouling them off.
And they've really attacked his first pitches, which have been strikes. They've been balls to hit. This one bounces off of Jones into left field. Pappas is going to score. Collins stays put at second. A single by Stransky and an RBI. It's now 6-0.
Yeah, that one hits the lip and bounces high up towards Easton's head. Tries to field it, not able to get a glove to it.
Here comes Abe Alvarez, the pitching coach, going to take the slow walk to the mound as the Cougars huddle up. A six-run inning in the debut of Jaden Harris. Alvarez, a veteran pitching coach, buying some time for the relievers down in the bullpen, but also they don't want to have to go to the pen in the first inning.
No.
Try to get Harris out of this and let him come back out in the second.
Especially on a doubleheader day.
Yeah.
Had a lot of baseball today.
doTERRA is a proud sponsor of the BYU baseball team. We appreciate their support. Fresno State last year was 33-29. They went 16-14 in the Mountain West, but they won the conference tournament and reached the NCAA tournament. BYU 21-31 a year ago, 7-23 in their debut in the Big 12. So Eddie Saldivar at the plate with runners at first and second. And his first pitch from Harris is fouled off and out of play. I think that's been the assignment for Ryan Overland's group. Swing at the first pitch.
Yeah,
just go up and get after it.
Attack. And they're doing a great job of executing their game plan right now.
The 0-1 to Saldivar. Inside. Ball one. 1-1. Collins at second, Stransky over at first. Here's the pitch. Throw down to first. They got him way off the bag. A good throw by Erickson. Cooper Vest with the tag, and Stransky is out mercifully. The inning comes to an end for Jaden Harris. Fresno State scores 6 runs on 4 hits and lead it 6-0 after one. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Baseball. Here's your host, Dave McCann.
That was a long first inning. Top of the second now. And Fresno State leads 6-0. BYU will send up Easton Jones, Cooper Vest, and Brock Watkins. And Aiden Cremarosa, who struck out the side in the first inning, is feeling pretty good about himself. Now he's got a 6-run cushion as he climbs to the top of the hill. Jones last night 0-for-4 with a strikeout. He takes the first pitch he sees and rips it down the line foul. Jumped all over the offering by Cremarosa, and maybe that's the new attack for BYU is just get after, do what Fresno did.
Yeah, get right at him. Attack that early fastball.
Way out ahead of it. Now down in the count 0-1. They'll hold up play for a moment while they chase down the foul ball. Sun's out. And the weather ideal for Saturday afternoon baseball here in mid-February. Here's the pitch. This one hit a mile high into center. Sky Collins coming in. Jones is nearing second base already. And he makes a catch, one away. Cooper Vest went 1-for-4 with a single in last night's season opener. 5'11 senior out of St. George, Utah. Found a way to score last year 38 times, most on the team. Down 6-0. He's got to find a way to chip away. He looks at ball one high.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for right now. You just got to get a few guys on base, push a run across, just chip away at this lead. A lot of baseball left.
Cremarosa throws low, ball two. Brock Watkins is on deck for the Cougars. Now Vest is ready in the box. Wind up from Cremarosa. Fouled back just below the window of the press box. You heard that thud? Yeah. A few feet over would have a souvenir.
Yes, it would. Should have brought my glove up.
We're in the danger zone.
Should have brought my glove up.
2-1. I'll tell you what, if Cooper Vest hits me with a foul ball, he's going to hear about it all yeah. season long.
Yes, he will.
3-1 to count. Some groans from the Bulldog faithful wanting a strike there. Hardly any walks last night, none from the starter. Fouled back to the screen, the count goes full. And no walks so far today, so no free bags coming from these Bulldogs. At least not yet. Well, Vest is a battler in the box. Full count with one out. Waiting for the pitch. Wind up, here it comes. Foul back again. And we'll do it again. Bam Bam's Barbecue, perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come in and enjoy a Central Texas barbecue right here in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. Bam Bams, sponsor BYU Baseball. Full count to Vest. Cremarosa, though, wind up, comes in, strike three. And Vest was heading down to first. It's a number of times in this series, last night and early here today, where the BYU batter has been convinced that that is off the plate, and they've headed down to first, only to get rung up.
Well, what's tough about that, Dave, is that that's the same pitch he called a ball on 2-0. And then he rings them up full count. So it's like just you got to be consistent with that as an umpire.
Yeah. You're guessing up there. It's too late for the batter. Now two outs for Watkins, who went 0-2 last night. He takes the first pitch he sees and knocks a single into left field. A two-out single for Watkins. And the first hit of the first non-strikeout of the game for BYU. And now Easton Bryant, who showed off some of his power last night, 2-for-4 with a double and drove in BYU's only run. He comes up at 6'4", 220 pounds, a junior out of Gilbert, Arizona. And for the first time, Cremarosa going to go from the stretch with a runner on first base as Watkins takes a few steps off the bag. Here comes the pitch. And a foul ball over to the Fresno bullpen or dugout. So Bryant coming up aggressive, going after the first one.
Easton had a great debut yesterday.
Yeah. Fun to see him swing that bat. He's got some power behind it. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Really good change up off that fastball he's throwing right now.
Brecker Herdsman on deck for BYU. Watkins over at first. Two down here in the bottom or top of the second inning. 0-2 to Bryant. Change up. Misses inside. 1-2. Held off on that nicely. Now here comes the 1-2 pitch. On its way. Foul down the line. And we'll keep doing it. Herdsman hit the ball hard three times last night.
Yes, he did.
Two went to the track and got caught. He's on deck licking his chops. 1-2 to Easton Bryant. Watkins leading off at first. Here's the pitch. Inside. 2-2. So it's Cremarosa at 6'3" and Easton Bryant at 6'4". Battle of the Giants here. 2-2 pitch. Hit down the line and fair into right field. Watkins turns the corner at second. Heads to third. He'll hold up there. It's a double for Bryant, his second in as many days. And BYU has runners at second and third with two outs.
Yeah, nicely done right there. Got that change up again. Stayed on it. Hit it down the line and a hustle double there. Brock gets all the way to third. Got something going here.
And here comes Herdsman at 6'4", 200 pounds, a junior out of St. George. Started his collegiate career at Utah Tech. Today is 52nd start at BYU. 1-for-3 last night. 6-0 Fresno State here in the second inning. And the pitch is way outside for ball one. Freshman Ridge Erickson is on deck.
If you can get a little two-out single here, drive in two, just give your offense a little bit of confidence. Like, okay, hey, we're right back in this thing.
Here's a 1-0 pitch from Cremarosa. Swing and a miss. Herdsman went after it, 1-1. Watkins at third, Bryant at second. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Down the middle, strike two.
That's a pitch that you got to hack at if you're Herdsman. It's a good fastball right there.
Now 1-2. Cremarosa, the right pitch from getting out of it. And Herdsman, the right pitch for getting BYU in it. 1-2. Outside. Can't get him to chase, and the count goes 2-2. Cremarosa up on the hill now, ready to go. 2-2 pitch to Herdsman. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cougars leave two after getting a couple of hits. And after 1.5, it's 6-0 Fresno State. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Cougars Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Well, the sun's out, peeking through the clouds, floating by. Bottom of the second inning here in Fresno, and Fresno State leads BYU 6-0. Cougars got something going in the top of the second with a pair of singles, a single and a double. Runners at second and third with two outs, and Herdsman strikes out, and that's where they stayed. And now Fresno State coming back to the plate. Jaden Harris is back out for his second inning. And just for his psyche alone, he needs. We wish him the very best with what's about to happen. Rattled in that first inning, and now Eddie Saldivar, who had a flyout his first time up, is back at the plate. He was at the plate in the bottom of the first inning when the runner was thrown out, leading off first base. So that's why he's back again. Looks at strike one from Harris. Cougars with the shift on, three defenders on the right side of the infield, expecting a pull. Saldivar swings and misses. Now down on the count, 0-2. And now Robinson moves over closer to the shortstop spot behind the second base bag. Into right field, Saldivar gets under it. Herdsman is back at the warning track, makes the catch. It's just a long out.
Yes, it is. And it's a long out, much needed to get that first guy in the inning.
One away.
It was actually a really good pitch. Cutter down below the strike zone. He was able just to get down there and get his barrel to it and put a good swing on it.
Now Murph Gray. Single his first time up. Chopper on the first pitch. Jones on the hop. Quick release. In time. Good over play. To first. Nice play by Vest to pull it in. There's two down.
They're still attacking early, though, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. First pitch. They're either in a hurry to get to the game, second game.
Yeah.
But you know what is working for them? And we saw BYU more aggressive in the top of the second inning, and that was working for them. Bobby Blandford singled his first time up. And he's back for another whack at Jaden Harris. Two down. Harris comes in with a strike. That activity in the BYU bullpen has come to an end as Harris has settled himself a little bit here in the second. 0-1 pitch. Bounces in for ball one. One and one for Blandford. Harris delivers off the plate and high, 2-1. Boy, it's turned into an outstanding spring afternoon.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there.
2-1 pitch. Foul ball, 2-2. Now, Blandford at 6'2", a senior at Elk Grove, California. He steps back into that left batter's box. A lot of left-handed swingers on these two teams. 2-2 the count with two outs here in the bottom of the second. The pitch outside and high, ball three.
We'll go attack him right here. Too many free bases so far.
3-2. Fouled away again. Fan made a nice catch. A one-hander. Well played. There's two sounds when a ball goes into the crowd. That's the good sound.
Yeah, that is the good sound.
The other sound is the, oh. Yeah. And you know there's trouble. So we stay 3-2. Harrison comes in. Swing and another foul ball back into the screen. Game two about 40 minutes after this one. And then we'll wrap up the series Monday night under the lights. A four-game set to fire up 2025. Here's the full count pitch. Chopper, Vest has got it, and over to covers Harris, and it's 1-2-3. That's just what Jaden Harris needed. And no runs, no hits for the Bulldogs in the top of the second. We go to the third, 6-0 Fresno State. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Cougars Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Top of the third inning here in Fresno, California. It's 6-0 Fresno State. Ridge Erickson steps into the batter's box for the first time at BYU, a freshman out of Dixie High School in St. George, Utah, getting the start at catcher today in game one. And here is his first official at bat at BYU. And he takes a cut, a swing and a miss on the first offering from Aiden Cremarosa. Two hits for the Cougars, four hits for Fresno State. But the big difference is six runs on the scoreboard for the home team. 0-1 to Erickson. Outside, ball one, 1-1. Tonight, BYU hosts Kansas State men's basketball in the Big 12, 9 Eastern. Pre-game coverage at 8 Eastern here on BYU Radio. 1-1 pitch. Looks at a strike down the middle, and it's 1-2. Well, welcome to college pitching. It's a little different than high school.
Definitely is.
Here's the 1-2. Off the plate, 2-2. Leadoff man Crew McChesney on deck for the Cougars. BYU got two runners on the bags in the second inning, just couldn't get them home. Home plate umpire resets the pitch clock. And Cremarosa into his windup. 2-2. Fouled out of play for Erickson. Women's basketball underway right now. The Cougars hosting Oklahoma State, 20th-ranked Cowboys. Also on BYU Radio. BYU Radio is all over the place. Busy day for Cougar sports. 2-2 pitch. And that one's fouled over our heads above the press box. And Erickson putting up a fight.
Yeah, he's really battling. Be nice for him to win this here. Get a little confidence for the young freshman.
2-2. Curveball's high. The count goes full. Men's volleyball finished a two-game sweep of Concordia last night. They'll head home 10-4 on the season for Sean Olmstead's Cougars. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Strike three. Erickson was heading down to first. Thought that one was high. And there's one away. Cougars are racking up the strikeouts in this series. 14 last night. And a whole bunch already today. Here's McChesney with one out. Struck out his first time up. And he looks at strike one. Cremarosa with six strikeouts already, and we're in the third inning. Curveball floats in there. For a strike, McChesney down in the count 0-2.
Well, you knew he was going to be a tough guy to face today. He's a really good arm. He's normally a bullpen guy, but power arm, good slider, good changeup.
Here's the 0-2. McChesney holds off, comes in high, ball one.
I'll tell you what, though, it's nice to pitch with a six-run lead, though. A lot of confidence.
Even the announcers in the booth over are more comfortable up by six. McChesney, chopper down the line, foul. So he'll stay up there in the count 1-2. Luke Anderson is on deck for the Cougars. Here's the 1-2. Just stays alive. Taps it foul. 14 strikeouts last night. Six already today. So that's 20 in 11 and a third innings. That's too many.
Yes, it is.
It's like 15 too many. I'm just thinking about that number.
Yeah.
Here's a 1-2. And McChesney swinging a miss. Seventh strikeout for Cremarosa today. And you're right, with that six-run lead, he can just wind up and chuck it.
Yeah, he's confident, just throwing what he wants, where he wants.
Anderson back for his second look at Cremarosa. Struck out his first time up. It's almost like Luke's just got to get mad. Get mad up there and get after it. Ball one.
He's going to keep going. His BP today was really good. Tough game last night. He's going to have a really good year this year. I really feel so.
1-0 to Anderson. This one hit the center field. It's got Collins retreating back just shy of the warning track. Makes the catch. Cougars go down 1-2-3. Bottom of the third coming up. 6-0 Fresno State. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
For more Cougar Baseball, let's rejoin Dave McCann.
Bottom of the third inning, 6-0 Fresno State. And the Bulldogs coming to the plate. Big O Tires presents On the Rubber. A look at both teams' pitching numbers. And for Jaden Harris, who works now into the bottom of the third inning for BYU, giving up 6 runs in the first inning on 4 hits. And Caden Munster is on deck. It is Sotomayor at the plate, and looks at ball one. For Harris, 6 earned runs, couple of walks. And on the other side for Cramarosa, 7 strikeouts. He's allowed 2 hits and no runs for BYU. There's a big cut and a swing and a miss. And the count goes 1-1. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Bulldogs jumped on BYU for 3 runs in the first inning last night. And they come back and double that up in the first inning here this afternoon. Sotomayor takes a ball. It's 2-1. Harris comes in into the screen. And the count now 2-2. Harris came back for a clean second inning. The Bulldogs went down 1-2-3.
Yeah, similar to Gubler last night, who just gave the 3 in the first and then kind of cruised the rest of the game. We need Harris to do that.
Ball in the dirt, bounces into the chest of Erickson, the catcher, and the count goes full.
No more free bases. The 4 of them already so far in this game. Hit 2 guys and walk 2 guys.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. Into center field, and a base hit will bounce in front of McChesney. And Sotomayor with his first hit of the day, his first hit in the series. And the leadoff man on board for Fresno State. And now Munster, the designated hitter, drew a walk his first time up. We're waiting to see some home run power out of these two batting lineups. You don't necessarily want to see it at this moment. But both team has it. Nothing's left the park yet here in the series. Outside for ball one to Munster. And a little more activity picks up in the Cougar bullpen. Sotomayor leading off at first. That one's outside for ball two.
Got to work ahead, Dave. It's tough when you're down 2-0 to most hitters. Either they're attacking that first fastball or it's ball, and then here it comes.
Here's a 2-0. Center field. McChesney steps in a few feet, makes the catch. There's one away.
Tough one to judge off the bat. I thought he hit that harder than he did. I thought Crew was going to have to go get that off the wall. And
we started a retreat and then slammed on the brakes and put the gears in forward and came up, made the grab. But McChesney covers a lot of ground out there, and there's a lot of ground to cover. 400 feet to the center field wall straight from home plate. One down, Sotomayor over at first, and Lee Trevino at the plate. Ball one. Trevino's run of unofficial at-bats is now at 6.
Yeah.
4 walks, and he's been hit by 2 pitches here in the series. Check swing. Strike 1, 1-1.
I don't think there's too many people that are going to beat him in on-base percentage in the country.
He's
right
off
now.
To a good start. Can't keep him off the bag. Here's the 1-1. Double play ball opportunity out at second. Watkins over to first.
Nicely done.
1-2-3. Kind of. Go the Bulldogs. We played three complete here in Fresno. It's 6-0 Fresno State. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Baseball. Here's your host, Dave McCann.
Tuckett Slade sitting with me here in this Fresno State BYU season opening series. Top of the fourth inning, and the Cougars are down 6-0. And in need of a pick-me-up, Ryder Robinson, the shortstop, the TCU transfer, is going to lead things off for BYU. He struck out his first time up, as Aiden Cremarosa has been tough to figure out so far with 7 strikeouts. And he comes in with ball 1 inside to Robinson.
Just need to get into an offensive rhythm here, Dave.
Outside corner for a strike, 1-1 to count. Robinson, American Fork High School graduate, a lot of baseball players out of the caveman program, hits a line shot foul down the left field line, got a hold of it. Count goes to 1-2. In this ballpark, it's 330 feet down the lines, 370 to the power alleys, and 400 to straightaway center. The Cougars hit a couple to straightaway center last night when they needed to go down the line.
Yeah.
Difference between a tie game and a 4-1 game.
Yeah.
2-2 the count.
Tough break last night. But just keep hitting them hard and they'll find a hole.
Pitch from Cremarosa, 2-2 count. They'll check it down the line and say Robinson didn't go, and the count goes full. Kind of a defensive swing of sorts for Robinson as that ball came inside. So the count's full. Opportunity for BYU to get a leadoff man on base. Here's a 3-2 pitch. And this one hit foul down the left field line. Right about where the last one went. Big 12 for BYU, second season. Fresno State picked to win the Mountain West. They're going to go to the Pac-12, the revised version of it, in 2 years. Full count. Here's the pitch. Into left field. And drifting back is Pappas. Puts up his arm and brings it in. One away.
It's a good at-bat right there. Good piece of hitting. Hit it hard.
Pappas just shy of the warning track. Now Easton Jones comes up. Fly out his first time facing Cremarosa. 6-0 for the Bulldogs here in the top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. And Jones holds off. It's low for ball 1. Stadium opened in 1966. Seats just over 3,500. Pete Biden won over 600 games over 21 seasons as a head coach between 48 and 69. Good enough to get his name on the place. Ball 2 as it bounces to the catcher. And now Jones thinking, okay, it's 2-0. I'm going to get a pitch to hit right here.
Yeah, needs to be ready. Be on time right here.
Cremarosa's going, I got a 6-run lead. I can come with a fastball. Let's see what happens. Power against power. Here's the pitch. Strike as Jones watches it go by. 2-1. Took a little off that. Two and one to Jones. Hit to center field. Up into the air. Collins is getting under it. He'll wait for it to come down. And there's two away. You know, there's a lot of funny laws in the state of California. For some reason, there isn't a law that prohibits the hot dog stand from cooking right below our open window. The whole game.
The whole game.
So that's what we're dealing with. There are worse things, I get.
That is true.
But we don't have time to go down and get a couple of hot dogs. That's the problem.
Exactly.
Here's Cooper Vest with two down here in the fourth. Vest struck out his first time up. Cremarosa comes in off the plate. Ball one. I tell you, this is exactly what it smells like at Wrigley Field in Chicago.
I've never been there.
Well, just take a just inhale, and there you go. Foul ball by Vest. 1-1 to count. You haven't been to Wrigley Field? Your whole life has been in baseball.
What's crazy is I've been to Camden Yards, White Sox, but I haven't been
to Wrigley. No, don't go to
Wrigley.
White Sox. So you don't need to go over there.
I actually got to go to a White Sox game when they were in the playoffs back in, I think, 06.
That doesn't make it any
I just
better.
Happened to be in the area.
Here's 1-1 to Vest. I get it. There are some White Sox fans. Inside, misses, 2-1. I'm not saying you are one. Went to one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
I was actually in town to go, I think it was to watch BYU-Notre Dame in football, and the White Sox were in the playoffs in October,
yeah.
So I was able to catch that game before we head over to South Bend.
2-1, Vest to right field. He got a lot of it.
Did he get
all of it? Back to the wall. It's gone. Home run.
There it
Cooper
is.
Vest, a towering blast, his first of the year, and gets BYU on the board. And Vest, his 20th home run as a BYU Cougar. That home run brought to you by Zions Bank for banking that helps you game plan for life. Zions Bank is for you, a no-doubter to right field for Cooper Vest.
Yeah, great swing. Got an inside fastball. Absolutely tattooed that.
All right, it's now capable. We know that it's capable of leaving the yard.
It is. You've been calling for a home run.
So maybe that'll loosen everyone up. Well, I needed to read that promo. Yeah, I felt bad for Zions. We didn't get one last night. So one tonight. It's 6-1. Now Watkins goes up swinging. The first pitch, that one's hit back into the crowd. Watkins with a single his first time up. Well, Vest can go to that dugout and say, guys, it can be done.
Yes. Sometimes it's all you need is see your teammate do something successful, and you can kind of grow and use that momentum.
0-1 pitch. Now Watkins hits it a mile high, shallow right field. Three Bulldogs converging, and up to make the catch is the right fielder, Bobby Blandford. The Cougars get one on a solo home run by Cooper Vest. We've played 3.5 here in Fresno. It's 6-1 Bulldogs. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Cougars Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in Fresno. The Bulldogs leading BYU 6-1. A solo home run by Cooper Vest a few moments ago, getting the Cougars on the board. And it is Jaden Harris back out. Here in the fourth, gave up 6 runs in the first and has recovered and has been clean ever since. Jacob Pappas with an RBI single in his first at-bat looks at strike one. Pappas out of Santa Cruz, California, Cabrillo College a year ago. Takes a cut, foul ball, and now down in the count 0-2. Well, I'll tell you, if we could have just fast-forwarded Gubler into the second inning last night,
yeah,
and Harris into the second inning tonight, it would be a much different experience. Those first innings have put BYU in a deficit as Harris comes in, throws a ball, 1-2.
And definitely not something I was expecting to see. Two veteran guys that have had a lot of innings and success. I didn't see them coming out and struggling early in the game the way they have to open the season.
1-2 the count. Inside and high, 2-2. And it hasn't helped that Fresno State's pitchers have been outstanding.
Yeah, the complete opposite.
2-2. Down the line and fair into right field goes Pappas. Heads to second. Here comes the throw. It's not in time, and it's a double. A single and a double today for Jacob Pappas.
And both of them are perfectly placed. He went down on the left field third baseline for a single, and then right field chopper down the line when they're shifting away from it for that double.
He's making a good first impression.
Yes.
Sky Collins comes to the plate. Now the Cougars have to bear down here. They give that run right back. Collins drew a walk his first time up. And there's ball one. So Harris from the stretch, he'll take a look back at Pappas at second. And bounce one in, gets away from Erickson. Over to third. Erickson throws it into left field. And the run will score. And it's 7-1 as Pappas comes around.
Yeah, and that's a freshman mistake right there, Dave. It's ball and dirt. Okay, he's gonna have the base. It's all the way away from you. Just don't throw it. But he has a hose, so he wants to throw him out and ends up throwing into left field.
Live and learn. Now 2-0 the count to Collins. Outside, 3-0. Well, Fresno State has been able to manufacture some runs here in this series. And that one's not close, ball four. So Collins walks for the second time. And Trent Pratt's coming out. And that may be it for the BYU debut of Jaden Harris. Six runs in the first, one here in the fourth. And let's see if Pratt's going to take the ball or not. Took a moment to educate his freshman catcher. That's going to be it for Harris. It's a PZ printing change, pitching change, brought to you by PZ Printing. Nothing inspires like print. We'll be back after this. 7-1, Fresno State. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
For more Cougar Baseball, let's rejoin Dave McCann.
Luke Sterner is the new pitcher for BYU, a 6'2 junior out of Laguna Niguel, California. 17 appearances last year with three starts. 22 and two-thirds innings, gave up 22 hits, allowed 17 runs, had 21 strikeouts. He's a long reliever, so if he can get into a groove, we'll see him for a little while today. A fastball, a curveball, which is his best pitch, a cutter, and a changeup. Velocity right around 91 miles an hour. So Jaden Harris is done on the books for 6 hits, 7 runs, and a 6-run deficit. With Fresno State batting here in the bottom of the fourth with Sky Collins over at first base.
Well, like you said, they need some length there as a long reliever. Rolling the bottom of the fourth. Need a good solid 2-3, maybe even 4 innings from Sterner.
And his first pitch is a strike on the outside corner. That's a good start. Justin Stransky got hit by a pitch to open the game, came back and hit a single. Shows bunt, bunts it foul off of Erickson, and it's 0-2. Collins over at first, leading off a few feet. 0-2 to Stransky. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Curveball down the line, fair. Down the left field line. Collins going to head home. Turns the corner at third. A stand-up double for Stransky. And it's 8-1, Fresno State. Boy, Collins showing he can move. Scores all the way from first base.
Yeah, an 0-2 pitch there. Just way too good of a breaking ball. Left it up and in. He's able to hammer it down the left field line for the double and scoring the run for first.
Second run in the inning. So just as BYU showed a little life with the Cooper Vest home run, the Bulldogs did what they did last night. Just came right back, got the run back, and then added to it. Eddie Saldivar at the plate, a pair of flyouts so far today. Stransky over at second base. First pitch swinging, right to Vest, makes the catch, throws to second for a double play.
Nicely done.
Cooper Vest, I mean, we've seen him play out in right field and at first base. When we moved to first base last year, he was fantastic.
Yeah, he's a really good first baseman, and he's a really good outfielder, too.
Yeah. I asked him on the trip down, I said, "What are you in first or you in right?" He goes, "You know, I don't know yet. I just want to be wherever I can help the team win."
Yep.
And for that, he's at first base. Two down now for Murph Gray. Sterner comes in high for ball one. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Nothing can take the noise out of a crowd more than a double play.
Yeah, 100%.
One and one. Big cut. Miss. Strike two. 1-2. Gray with a single and a ground out.
You got to be smart here now. Execute a pitch. This is not a guy you want to make a mistake to.
Preseason All-American from perfect game, second team, all Mountain West Conference, Mountain West Conference Tournament MVP from last season. 1-2. And Sterner hits him.
Yeah, he actually called him out. Called him out for leaning what? In. Yeah. Umpire has him leaning in to hit by the pitch, so he's called him out for the third strike.
And he's protesting, and his head coach is out protesting. And now he's going to head down to first base. I think they're going to challenge it, if you can challenge it. So Murph is over at first. Home plate umpire is talking to the head coach, Ryan Overland. And we are at a standstill. The Cougars have left the field. They're in the dugout. The only one out there is Murph on first.
Yeah.
And four umpires with the head coach. How do you score that when you lean into a pitch and you're called out? Is it a strikeout?
It does go down a strikeout.
Is it a strikeout?
Yeah. And they're going to challenge it.
So what happens here is the umpire is going to huddle up and discuss, hey, what'd you see, what'd you see, what'd you see? And if no one really saw anything, then they'll go down and take a look, and they are going to take a look. So let's take a break. They're going to take a look. We'll take a break. 8-1 Fresno State here in the fourth inning. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Baseball. Here's your host, Dave McCann.
After further review, the umpires are going to get back together. Home plate umpire trotting back to the position. He has yet to say if there's an out. They will rule him out. So they have decided that Murph leaned into the pitch. It comes as a strikeout for Sterner. It ends the inning. The Bulldogs score two and lead it 8-1 as we head to the fifth. And so that's where we stand. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Cougars Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Top of the fifth inning here in Fresno. The Bulldogs leading BYU 8-1. The Cougars got one in the top of the fourth on the Cooper Vest home run. And then Fresno State came back and got two more in the bottom of the fourth. And so 8 runs on 7 hits gives you an idea of where the BYU's been with walks. The Cougars have 1 run on 3 hits. And Easton Bryant will lead it off for BYU here in the fifth. He had a double his last time up. 2 doubles here in the series for the transfer from Chandler Gilbert Community College. Goes after the first pitch and hits it foul and out of play. Bryker Herdsman's on deck. Cramarosa continues for Fresno State. Comes in high and inside for ball one. Big left-handed swinger for Bryant. Goes after one. Swing and a miss. One and two.
Yeah, really good changeup right there. Offensively, just need to get some momentum, get some good, string a few at-bats together.
One and two. Strike three. Got the inside corner. And there's one down. Strikeout number eight for Cramarosa. And that'll bring Herdsman back to the plate. Herdsman struck out with runners on second and third in the best threat of the game so far for BYU. Step into the box. Here comes the pitch. Off the plate, ball one. Last night against Anchor, who was outstanding, 14 strikeouts for the staff, but he had a whole bunch of those. It wasn't until he got out of the game, because his pitch count was high, that BYU's bat started to come alive, and it might take that today to get Cramarosa out of here. Herdsman with a line drive to left field. It'll bounce all the way to the wall, and he's up with a stand-up double with one out here in the fifth inning.
Yeah, good swing right there. That time he's able to hit that changeup that stayed a little bit elevated. Hit it down the left field line, past the left fielder.
14th double as a BYU Cougar for Bryker Herdsman. And Ridge Erickson will come to the plate with a chance to deliver his first RBI. Put up a good fight in his first collegiate at bat earlier before striking out on a questionable call. Thought he had ball four, was heading to first.
Yeah, he did not like it.
And he looks at a strike from Cramarosa as a jet flies over. We are near the Fresno Airport and the National Guard base. And so we should see periodical flybys. And you know how I feel about flyovers, so this is awesome. Bring them on. Second pitch is also a strike from Cramarosa. Now Erickson down in the count 0-2.
Yeah, took two really good pitches there. Pitches that he usually, you know, makes good swings on.
We'll see how he defends himself here. 0-2 to the freshman. Chopper up the middle to high chopper, and there won't be a play. Herdsman moves over to third. Erickson motors down to first, and it's an infield single for his first BYU hit. And they're at the corners with one out.
Yeah, just battle it. Put a ball in play, and good things can happen there. Instead of, you know, taking that pitch for strike three, you battle, you swing, you hit the high chopper, and you get your first career hit.
Now you got your leadoff batter, Crew McChesney. A couple of strikeouts today, but he's got an opportunity to drive in some runs.
Just keep chipping away, putting quality at bats together.
Herdsman at first, Erickson at first, Herdsman at third. Curveball comes in off the plate. Ball one to McChesney. Crowd moaning a little bit on that. Now, Crew has earned the number one spot in the lineup. Goes after that one for strike, 1-1. But to keep that spot, you got to deliver.
You got to keep, like you said, deliver.
1-1 the count with one out. Fouls it back to the screen. Now down 1-2. Good speed on the bags with Herdsman and Erickson. But now McChesney will have to fight off
Cramarosa. That was a good pitch that Crew just foul tipped. That's a fastball that he normally does damage with.
Here's a 1-2 from Cramarosa. Hasn't been in much trouble at all here today. The pitch is off the plate. 2-2.
I love the crowd groaning there when it's clearly, I mean, not even close to a strike.
There's like 1,000 umpires in here today. Yeah. But the one that matters said that was off the plate. Now it's 2-2. Cremarosa's ready. Here comes the pitch. Inside. The count goes full.
Find a way to win this right here.
Luke Anderson on deck for BYU.
Keep this momentum train rolling.
Well, Cremarosa climbs up there on the rubber, gets into the stretch, sees Hertzman at third, Erickson at first. Full count to McChesney. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two down, third strikeout of the day for McChesney.
Yeah, really good changeup right there. Just started middle of the plate and just dropped all the way off down low, probably ball four. Good pitch.
Now Luke Anderson, a strikeout and a flyout today. Looking for his first hit of the season. Nine strikeouts on the day for Cremarosa. And we're in the fifth inning. Anderson fouls back the first pitch. 0-1. No walks. So two big starts by Fresno's top guns. High strikeouts and no walks in these first two games. Here's the 0-1. Outside, ball one. 1-1.
And that's a recipe for success. That's what you want.
Yeah. Anderson trying to size things up here. Cremarosa delivers high, ball two, 2-1. Ryder Robinson on deck. If Anderson can keep this inning alive. Erickson leading off at first, Herdsman leading off at third. 2-1 pitch. And it's a base hit.
Swing.
Herdsman scores. Erickson turns the corner, heads to third. Anderson coming into second with a double. It's 8-2.
Nicely done right there, Luke. Just took that breaking ball. It was middle away and just hit a nice line drive over second base that gets into the right center field gap and gets a hustle double RBI out of it.
Now a golden moment here for Robinson because a base hit. You can cut Fresno's lead in half with all kinds of baseball still to play.
Yeah. Hit right here is a huge, would be huge for the offense.
Strikeout and a flyout for Robinson so far. Erickson's at third. Anderson's at second. Two down here in the fifth. Cremarosa delivers. First pitch swing and Robinson. Up into the air in left field, back to the track, and into the glove of Jacob Pappas. The Cougars get one. They leave two. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 8-2 Fresno State. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
For more Cougar Baseball, let's rejoin Dave McCann.
8-2 Fresno State here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cougars got one. In the top of the fifth, threatened for more, but left two on the bags. And now Luke Sterner is back out to try and quiet the Fresno State bats. Bulldogs got six in the first and came back with two in the fourth. The last time they were up ended with a little controversy as Murph Gray thought he had ball four or thought he got hit by a pitch. And home plate umpire said, no, you leaned into that pitch. So they got a strikeout instead. It ended the inning. Bobby Blandford at the plate. A single and a ground out so far today. And he takes the first pitch he sees from Sterner into right field for a base hit. whether it's been walks or hits, the Bulldogs have been pretty good at getting their leadoff guy on base.
Have.
Sotomayor comes to the plate. One for two, a fielder's choice, and a single. Then we'll see how the Bulldogs approach this. He goes after the first pitch, fouls it off, and out of play. Some passing clouds. Sun pops out every now and then to check the score. Just a delightful day here in Northern California. Are we in Central California? We started in Northern California. Yeah. There's a foul ball out of play down the line.
I don't even know.
I guess technically we're in Central.
Technically we would be.
Aren't we? I know that bus ride had to take us somewhere far away from Northern.
Yes.
0-2 the count to Sotomayor. Blandford at first. Nobody out here in the fifth. Sterner working from the stretch. Just misses for ball one. Blandford leading off over at first base. And into right field goes Sotomayor. Blandford turns the corner and heads to third. First and third with nobody out. Back-to-back hits for the Bulldogs.
Well, I'll tell you what Fresno State's offense has done really well today is just hitting the ball where it's pitched, not pulling everything. They'll go the other way. They'll hit a ground ball through the four hole. And both times this game when the Cougs have scored to feel like they're getting back in this game, Fresno State's put the pressure right back on them.
Now it's Caden Munster, a walk and a flyout for his day so far. Runners at the corners, nobody out. And Sterner's off the plate for ball one. Sterner comes in. Slow roller. Vest has got it. He'll come home. And Erickson will lay the tag down for the out.
Great read there by Coop.
So Blandford's out. Sotomayor's over to second. Munster's at first. Coop scooped that up, and he fired a rocket to the freshman. And Erickson laid down the tag. So there's one out with runners at first and second. Trevino back at the plate. Hit by a pitch and grounded into a double play his last time up. He goes after the first pitch. Right field. Herdsman's got to run a long ways to get it. Makes a diving stab.
What a catch.
What a catch by Herdsman down the right field line. Runners stay put, and there's two down.
Yeah, I think if he doesn't catch that, it would have been a foul ball. He ended up catching that in foul territory. Covered a ton of ground there. Great play.
If this was last night, he would have slid another 10 feet in the wet grass.
And our equipment manager would not be happy with the stains he'd have to clean out of that.
Defensive play of the day for BYU, Breaker Herdsman out in right field. Now Jacob Pappas, who has a single and a double, he's back at the plate with two outs. Looks at a strike. Herdsman had to run like 30 yards.
He went a long way.
Maybe more than 30. Sterner looks back at second, comes in, bounces it to Erickson, ball one. Sotomayor is at second, Munster's over at first. Pappas in his Fresno debut, 2-for-2 with an RBI. That one's low, 2-1. Game two coming up 40 minutes after this one. Game two of our doubleheader. Game four of the series is Monday night at 9 Eastern here on BYU Radio. 2-1. This one finds right field. Sotomayor is going to score. Throw comes home, and he slams on the brakes, runs back to third. He got the wave in.
at the last second.
Came halfway and thought, maybe I should.
Yeah.
And so he went back.
You don't see guys stop that far down the line very often.
No. Especially up 8-2.
Yeah.
So the bases are loaded with two outs for Sky Collins, who has a pair of walks today. Cougars a chance to dodge a bullet here. Sterner, fouled down the line and out of play. Again, another first pitch swinging for Fresno State. They've been on attack right from the start. 8-2, Bulldogs, bottom of the fifth inning. Two outs, bases loaded. And Sky Collins, a senior out of Fresno, Buchanan High School, at the plate. And he hits one into right field. This one bounces in front of Herdsman. Sotomayor scores. Munster comes in to score. Pappas over to second. It's a two-run single for Collins. And it's 10-2 Fresno State.
Yeah, and Herdsman almost made an amazing catch. He was full-out dive forward and just hit the ground before his glove.
Did a nice job corralling it, because if it got past him, it would have been an inside the Parker. With the speed of Collins. But now the Bulldogs have opened it up 10-2 here in the fifth. And Stransky at the plate. He's had a busy day, got hit by a pitch, then he hit a single and a double. Comes in high. Ball two. Well, Tucker, you mentioned that Fresno State's just hit the ball where the Cougars aren't.
Yeah, they really have. Their offense has been scrappy and really nice to watch.
2-0 to Stransky. Takes a monster cut and a miss. 2-1. Garrison Sumner is going to make his BYU debut as the starter in game two. Here's a 2-1 pitch from Sterner. Strike two. Paints the corner. Then we got twos all over the place. 2-2, two outs, two runs in. Sterner's pitch. Outside, ball three. Stransky's ready, senior out of Washington. Foul tip, runners were going. And now they'll have to go back. Count stays full. 10 runs on 11 hits for Fresno State. 2 runs, 6 hits for BYU. Just one error in the game, that on the Cougars. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Good pitch.
Bulldogs get two. They leave two. We go to the sixth here in the sunshine in Fresno. And the Bulldogs up 10-2. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's your host, Dave McCann.
Back in Fresno, it's 10-2. Fresno State. Easton Jones to lead it off for BYU here in the sixth inning. And he fouls the first pitch back into the screen for strike one. Jones with a pair of flyouts today. Still looking to dial in. Aiden Cremarosa has been outstanding. He continues for the Bulldogs. Now Jones reaches out, taps it up into the air and into the glove of the first baseman. Griffin Sotomayor. And the third flyout for Jones today. It was kind of a mixture of a pop-out and a flyout. He takes his frustrations to the dugout as Cooper Vest comes up. Last time Vest was up, hit a solo home run to right field. It nearly hit the building across the way. Went into the BYU bullpen out there. So let's see how Cremarosa pitches him here. Comes inside for ball one. Vest now with 20 home runs as a BYU Cougar. Here's the pitch. Holds off. Ball two. Watkins on deck for the Cougars. Two-oh pitch on its way. And Cooper puts this one into the air. It hangs up just long enough in right field for Blandford to get over and make a running catch.
Yeah, I thought that was going to get down. It was a good swing.
Two down. And now Watkins with a single and a pop out. Watkins, grad student at a Pleasant Grove. Been dealing with injuries throughout his Cougar career. But back healthy this year at second base. Was shorthanded at shortstop with Robinson at short. Allowed the Cougars to strengthen second base with Watkins. They have a formidable infield with Vest and Jones. Jones has been eaten up by a couple of balls here in this series. But that's a pretty good group. Outside, 1-1 to count.
Yeah, the playing surface, because of all that rain, isn't in the best shape. The infield's beat up.
Yeah, it looks from here like there's a couple of mud puddles down there.
Yeah.
1-1 to count. Ground ball over to third. And up with it is Gray. Watkins retired. 1-2-3 go the Cougars. Bottom of the sixth coming up. 10-2 Fresno State. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Cougars Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back in Fresno, bottom of the sixth inning. It's 10-2 for the Bulldogs. They jumped out to a six-run lead in the first inning and have added to it. Cougars with a solo home run from Cooper Vest. That got him on the board in the fourth. And then a base hit drove in another run, but that's been it. Two runs so far today, just one last night. And here in the bottom of the sixth, let's check on the pitchers. Big O Tires presents on the rubber. Look at both these pitching numbers. And for Cremarosa, he's allowed two runs on six hits and has been outstanding with nine strikeouts and no walks. And for the Cougars as a whole, 10 runs on 11 hits. And that's the status on the mound. Big O Tires, the team you trust. And Eddie Salvador looks at a strike. Maddox Peck is the new pitcher for BYU. And the second offering is knocked into center field. It's a base hit for Salvador, his second hit on the day.
Well, a little defensive change out there as well. Looks like Tate Gamble came into right field. And Herdsman went from right to center field. And so Crew McChesney is going to be out of the game. And Tate will be in Crew's spot, in the leadoff spot.
10-2. Chance to get guys in and get him some experience. Peck comes in with a strike on Murph Gray. Saldivar over at first. Comes in high. There's ball one. Peck, another righty out of that pen. Freshman out of Riverton, Utah. Went to Bingham High School. Injured last year. Pitch is fouled off. There were plans for Peck last year, and one of the handful of arms that were just out.
Yeah. Got hurt right before the season started. He was so good all fall and thought maybe he might make a rotation last year as a true freshman. So it's good to have him back healthy and get him rolling.
Fastball is his pitch. Here he comes in with a change, and that change goes into the street. A monster home run. Might have hit a car. Murph Gray, towering two-run home run. And it's 12-2, Fresno State. That one went up into the sky, and then it just kept going like a plane taking off. And for Murph Gray, his first home run on the season. Had 11 last year. Waves to the crowd. He's a fan favorite here in the Fresno area. And he got all of that one.
Yeah, we talked about not making a mistake to him. And like you said, the hanging slider elevated was not missed.
Well, Vest had an impressive one to right. That was just as impressive to left for Gray. And now Blandford comes to the plate. First pitch he sees, hit a mile high. Robinson yields to Anderson, who comes in to make the catch. And Luke had to run a long ways for that one. And there's one away. Sotomayor coming to the plate. A pair of singles today. And his first look at Maddox Peck. Fastball, curveball, changeup up near 90. When healthy, Abe Alvarez says he can hit 94.
Yeah, there's real arm strength there.
You were talking about coming out of high school. He was a top 100 prospect by Perfect Game. Top prospect in the state of Utah. And then an injury shut him down for what would have been his freshman season. And so now we get to see him. Popped up by Sotomayor, and Vest pulls it in just in front of the BYU dugout. Two down. Caden Munster. Walk, fly out, reach on a fielder's choice. Down 12-2. Peck comes in with ball one. Now he gets the corner. 1-1 to count. Big leg kick. Here he comes. And fouled into the seats. Down the left side. Count 1-2. Now Peck is pulled up lame, grabbing his ankle. Caught the ball funny coming back from Erickson. And now they're going to have to take a look at him. I looked down, looked up. I think he sprained his ankle. He can barely put any pressure on that right ankle.
Yeah, I think he just...
He can't believe it. And he doesn't want to... The last thing he wants to do is leave this game.
I just watched the replay here, and there was nothing. He just
land funny?
Went to jump to catch the ball and landed funny.
And he's trying to walk it off back behind the mound. He's walking a little better now. He's like, there's no way. I missed all last year with an injury. I am not coming out of my first inning.
Well, and that's a freak injury, too.
I don't know how he's going to be able to pitch. He's still limping along. They're going to let him throw a few. Abe Alvarez is out there. Trainer's out there. Trent Pratt's out there.
That's the last thing you need to see right now. You need to get him in the game and get him some confidence going.
And he's going to come back up to the mound and toss a few. It's that, what was his right ankle,
it's
right?
It's his push-off leg, so it's not as bad as... Yeah, I don't think he can do it.
I think he says, give me one more, but he's not He's not moving around so well. Let's see. Alvarez looks down to the dugout. Throws a strike, but certainly laboring. Let's see. He's going to have a word with Trent Pratt. And hasn't motioned, but it looks like he's coming off. So, it's a PZ pitching change brought to you by PZ Printing. Nothing inspires like print. We'll take a break and come back with the new pitcher, 12-2 Fresno State. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Cougars Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back in Fresno, California, Dave McCann, Tuckett Slade. The new pitcher for BYU is Noah Ficklin, a junior out of St. George, with the College of Southern Nevada, where Bryce Harper went, and the lefty. And he is in because Maddox Peck, in catching the ball back from the Ridge Erickson, his catcher, he landed funny and appeared to have sprained his right ankle, and he's out. And now Ficklin's in.
Absolute freak injury I've never seen before.
So Ficklin is more of a specialty pitcher in the arsenal to face lefties, but now he's just in to face come what may. 21 appearances last year in Las Vegas, 5-1, an ERA of 4.55 with 41 strikeouts. His fastball hits up near 89. The slider's his best pitch, and he also has a changeup.
Yeah, he's really tough left on left.
The count is 1-2 with two outs, so Caden Munster has had to wait forever just to finish his at-bat.
And then he's going to come with a first-pitch slider right here to strike him out, and he hasn't seen it.
One and done? Is that what you're saying?
That's
it's going to be
saying.
A one and done?
Yep.
All right, well, Ficklin's BYU debut is right here. Lefty against the lefty. And the count, again, is 1-2 with two outs. Here's the pitch. Outside, 2-2. Two and two with two outs. Down the line, foul. Ready to go. The lefty delivers. Strike three. Struck Munster out.
Good pitch.
Fresno State gets two more on a towering home run by Murph Gray. We go to the seventh inning, and the Bulldogs are up 12-2. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
For more Cougar Baseball, let's rejoin Dave McCann.
Hayden Cruz is the new pitcher for Fresno State. The good news for BYU is Aiden Cremarosa is done for the day. Nine strikeouts. He allowed six hits, two runs, no walks, didn't give up any free bags. BYU had to earn everything that they've gotten, and they haven't gotten very much. But his day is over, and so Hayden Cruz is in, big right-hander. And he'll face Easton Bryant to start things off here in the seventh inning. Moment ago in Provo, BYU women's basketball team with their biggest win of the season, upsetting number 20 Oklahoma State 68-64.
That's awesome.
Emma Calvert leading the way with 19 points. So congratulations to Amber Whiting and the Cougars. Later today at the Marriott Center, it's BYU and Kansas State in men's action on BYU Radio. Here in Fresno, game one of our doubleheader, and the Bulldogs are leading BYU 12-2. Cruz. And Bryant takes a big cut at the first pitch he sees for strike one. A double and a strikeout today for Easton Bryant. Here's the pitch. And another whiff. Strike two. This is a first look at Cruz for Bryant, and the first two have him a little confused. High leg kick, and Bryant fouls it off, gets a piece of this one. Well, folks, if you have any cars on injured reserve, Doug Smith Kia has some promising new prospects on their new lot in Linden. To see the full scouting report, visit DougSmithKia.com. 0-2 to Bryant. Now Cruz comes in outside, 1-2. Cougar Baseball brought to you by Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. One and two. Here's the pitch inside, 2-2.
Yeah, good take right there. Back foot slider there. He wants you to chase that in the dirt. Good eye there.
Coming into the weekend, Hayden Cruz was tagged as the game two starter here in this doubleheader for Fresno State, but he is in and out of the bullpen here in game one, so we'll find out who we'll see later tonight in a bit. Bryant hits it hard to the gap, and that finds some room, rolls all the way to the warning track, and it's a stand-up double for Easton Bryant, his third double in the series, his second on the day. Hitting the ball really well.
Yeah, he's making his presence to the Cougar lineup this year felt early.
He's going to be hitting a little higher in the lineup if he keeps it going, for sure. So now, Bryker Herdsman, who doubled his last time up, comes to the plate. Cougars looking for some momentum here that they can take into the nightcap and get one here in this series. Cruz delivers inside to Herdsman, nearly hit him. Ball one. Here's the pitch. Roller to third, into left field. Gets past the diving Murph Gray. Bryant heads over to third. Herdsman's on board with a single. It's a two-hit day for Bryker. And they're at first and third with nobody out.
It's the first time that we finally found a hole, right?
They've
been hitting ground balls that are finding every little hole. We finally got one past somebody.
Now an opportunity for Ridge Erickson to deliver his first BYU RBI. Got his first hit last time up, an infield hit. But Cruz working with a 10-run cushion. Can fire away. Comes in with a ball low.
Yeah, and if you're Ridge here, you got no pressure. You're down 10, seventh inning. You've already gotten your hit. So now just go out there and be aggressive in your zone and take a good swing.
Here's the pitch. Misses outside. 2-0. Easton Bryant at third. Bryker Herdsman at first. 8 hits for the Cougars. And 2 runs. 13 hits for Fresno State. And a dozen runs on the board. Here's the pitch. Strike one. 2-1.
That's a good take, 2-0 there. High fastball, borderline strike. He's wanting you to pop that up.
From the stretch, 2-1 pitch. Foul ball dies right at the plate. Got a piece of Justin Stransky, the catcher. And the count's 2-2.
Yeah, they had a ton of side-to-side horizontal break there, 18 inches. A two-seam ran right in on the hands of Ridge there. Really good pitch.
doTERRA, proud sponsor of the BYU baseball team. 2-2 to Ridge Erickson here in the seventh. Runners at the corners, nobody out. And Erickson reaches and swings and misses Strike three. There's one away. Cruz dialed him up and had him fooled. Tate Gamble coming to the plate. Ridge might be thinking to himself, you know, I didn't see many of those pitches in high school.
Yeah. Tough at bat for him right there.
Now Gamble, left-handed batter. Inside, he had to do an amazing maneuver just to avoid getting hit by a fastball. Ball one. Now 1-0. Outside, ball two. Here comes Cruz. Misses the corner. Ball three.
Yeah, that's one thing Tate does a really good job of is he has really good strike zone awareness. He's not going to chase fringe pitches. It's nice to see him healthy again after being out all last year with a hurt shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Ball four. Gamble comes in, draws a walk, loads the bases.
That's the first walk of the game. Yeah. The Bulldogs, right? Pitching staff today?
Yeah, and it was and I don't think we saw a walk till the eighth inning last night.
Yeah.
So Luke Anderson hit a double his last time up, comes to the plate with bases loaded. Justin Stransky, the catcher, out talking with Hayden Cruz. There's one down, a chance for BYU to get something going here. Ryder Robinson is on deck.
This is the opportunity where you're building towards, you got another game to play, and you have a whole season to play.
Yeah.
These at-bats matter. Doesn't matter what the score is. Put together a quality at-bat.
Cruz delivers. And a strike as Anderson watches it go by. Looks at the umpire, climbs back in. Cruz sets and delivers. Fouled back. And above the bleachers. And now Anderson down on the count 0-2. Let's see what Cruz has up his sleeve here. 12-2 Fresno State. Bases loaded for BYU. Here in the seventh. The pitch. Anderson. Chopper. Stop by the shortstop.
I beat it.
Throws to second, not in time. Run comes in. Everybody's safe. Bryant scores. Herdsman to third. Gambles to second. Anderson reaches on the fielder's choice. And they're still loaded. Just slow enough and deep enough. Trevino got a hold of it.
And the only play he had on that is to try to go to second base to get that force because there's no way he was getting Luke at first there because it was hitting that backhand. So he's actually going to get a hit out of that one.
Here comes Ryder Robinson. So the ninth hit of the game for the Cougars. Ball off the plate. So Anderson now with a single and a double. It's part of his day. Ball one to Robinson. A strikeout and a couple of flyouts. He hit the ball hard and deep the last time up, but into the mitt of the left fielder, Jacob Pappas. This one's hit into center field, a line drive. Herdsman's going to score. Gamble will stay at third. Anderson to second. The first hit of the day for Ryder Robinson.
Yeah, and Tate at second base there had to freeze because he wasn't sure if the second baseman would be able to dive and catch that in the air. And you can't get doubled off in that situation. So because of that, he's only able to go to third instead of score. It was really smart base running there.
And Trent Pratt over at third knows that Easton Jones is coming up next. So bases loaded for the big swinger on the team, Easton Jones. Three flyouts today. He's been close, but it has been elusive, that hit he's looking for. And Now it's 12-4 as two runs come in here in the inning with one out and the bases loaded.
And he's due. This is his time right here.
Cruz fires low, ball one.
Double-digit homers last year. Expect him to have double-digit homers again this year. This is the guy you want up right now in this situation.
Well, Cruz is doing what Cremarosa didn't do, was fall behind early in counts, and advantage to the hitter here. 1-0. Gamble's at third, Anderson's at second, Robinson's at first. Here's the pitch. Fouled right back into our booth.
Did it get you?
I got it right here.
You got a souvenir.
Okay.
There you go.
Flying right into our booth, but we've survived. We're good. A wave to the crowd. Well, we thought one was coming.
And there it was.
It came in as a curve. 1-1. Now Jones, fly ball. Left field, right field. Into the glove. Everyone will stay put. Missed opportunity for Jones' fourth flyout of the day.
Well, I'm glad you got a new souvenir to put in your mantle.
Where did that hit as it came flying in? It hit the wall?
Yeah, so it hit
I'm glad I didn't take out my computer.
It hit the top, missed your computer, and hit the side wall.
It came in way too much. I caught one at West Virginia, came into the booth, but this one came in with some heat. You don't want no part of this one. So Cooper Vest is at the plate. Bases are loaded. Vest already with a home run today. Outside. But I'll tell you what, when that ball's coming straight at you, you think to yourself, am I going to go to my left? Am I going to go to my right?
Well, you did a great job going to your right.
I went to the right.
I was worried for you. I thought it was heading right towards you.
I know. Outside, ball two. I don't know why. I wrote some nice articles about Jones. I don't know why he's got to come after me like that. Oh, and two to Vest. Cruz delivers. Vest hits one to center. It hangs up. Enough for Collins to move over. Makes the catch, ends the inning. Cougars get two, leave the bases loaded. Bottom of the seventh coming up. It's 12-4, Fresno State. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
For more Cougar Baseball, let's rejoin Dave McCann.
Bottom of the seventh inning here in Fresno. Bulldogs leading BYU 12-4 in game one of our doubleheader. And the new pitcher for BYU is Ryan Reynolds, grad transfer from Cal State Bakersfield, 6'3" out of Simi Valley, California. Last year for Bakersfield, 9 appearances, 6 strikeouts. Fastball up near 94, changeup, his best pitch, comes in with a curveball as well. So bottom of the seventh inning, and Reynolds makes his BYU debut, comes in with a ball inside to Lee Trevino. Ball two. Trevino has a fly out, got hit by a pitch, and hit into a double play. Two-oh pitch, in with a strike.
Yeah, live right there. Fastball at the knees.
Fouled down the left field line. And the count's 2-2. Lee Trevino, Visalia, California, 5'11 senior. The other Lee Trevino is from El Paso, Texas. High fastball evens the count. Now it's a full count at 3-2. For Reynolds, pitching from the stretch, the righty. Hard hit into the gap. And Trevino slams on the brakes midway from second to first, runs back to first base for a single. And it's his first hit of the day, his first hit in the series. And the leadoff man's aboard for Fresno State. And Jacob Pappas coming to the plate. BYU's not had an answer for Pappas, a single, a double, a single. Here he is for the fourth time. A nice block as the ball bounced into Ridge Erickson, the catcher, for ball one. Trevino leading off over at first. Here's the pitch. This one bounces over Easton Jones into left field. Out to Luke Anderson. And a 4-for-4 day for Jacob Pappas.
Yeah, Ryan made a really good pitch. Fastball down. He just chops it right into the ground and bounces over third. Tough break.
Now Sky Collins. Pair of walks and a single. Last night he was 2-for-4. And he's played a good center field on the defensive side.
Yeah, when you have your 8-9 hole in your batting order, getting on base every single time, it makes it for a tough day.
Things are going pretty good. Off the plate, ball one for Reynolds. This one is high and inside, ball two. I'm still looking at this baseball that came flying into our booth. You know what I don't like? I don't like when balls do that. There's the marking off the wall.
There is the marking.
Especially line drives. No one needs that in their life. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. I purposely won't sit down the third base or first base lines at Major League ballparks. Because I don't need a screamer coming at me.
Yeah.
I don't want a souvenir. Yeah. If I want a baseball, I'll go buy
I'll
one.
I'll go buy one. Exactly.
Well, we got one today. 2-1. This one's high. 3-1 the count. Runners at first and second. And nobody out. Well, if the pattern holds, BYU got two at the top of the inning. And Fresno State will come back and get them right back. They've done that last night. And they did it so far today.
Yeah, there's just no shutdown inning. You want that.
That's fouled.
Score some runs, and you need to have your pitcher go out there and put up a zero to keep that momentum. And so far in this series, you're just not able to do that.
Mm-mm. Count's full after the foul ball down the left field line. A big pitch here for Reynolds. Here it comes. Right field. And moving over to make the catch is Gamble. Trevino will tag from second over to third. Pappas stays put at first. There's one down. Runners at the corners. Now the catcher, Stransky. Hit by a pitch, a single, a double, a strikeout.
Well, you can still pitch out of some damage right here. Yeah, first and third, one out. Still get this double play and put up that zero you need.
Good-looking pitch. Stransky even held off on the swing and has still caught the plate. Strike one. Outside, 1-1 to count. Reynolds from the stretch inside, dangerously close to getting a piece of Stransky. It's ball two. They typically have a speed gun in the stadium, but not up for this series, or would tell you how fast that was. You've got it on your computer. That was 90.
Mm-hmm.
2-2 the count. All this time you've had the speed gun and you never told me?
I didn't have it last night.
Okay. All right.
We've had it today. There was some technical difficulties.
I was talking
last
with
night.
The Fresno guys. Like, yeah, there's no speed gun. I'm like, okay. All right. Here's a 2-2. Comes in high, and the count goes full again.
Technology nowadays, now I'm able to see pretty much spin rates, exit velos, how far a ball goes.
Crazy. Here's the pitch. Reach out, foul. Three and two with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So after this game, there'll be a little 40-minute window before we'll start the second of our doubleheader. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Good pitch.
Strike three, and Stransky strikes out for the second straight at bat. Two down now, and the runners stay put at the corners. And that's got a Reynolds feeling pretty good as Eddie Salvador comes to the plate. Left-handed batter, sizing up Reynolds on the mound. Goes after the first one, hits a ball into the BYU dugout. So the last three innings, Fresno State struck for two in each of the three. It doubled up their first inning production, and that's got them at 12. BYU with four. Salivar, a chance to add to the lot. Ball one high by Reynolds. 1-1 to count. Here's the pitch. Into right field. Trevino's going to score. Pappas moves over to second. Salvador with an RBI single. Back-to-back singles for the senior out of Fresno. And it's now 13-4.
Really good two-out hitting today for the Bulldogs. They just keep putting pressure.
Murph Gray comes to the plate. He hit a towering home run. A two-run shot to left field his last time up. And now he comes back with runners at first and second. Reynolds delivers. This one to right. It'll stay in the park. Gamble moves over, makes the catch. Bulldogs get one, they leave two. We go to the eighth. It's 13-4. Fresno State, this is BYU Baseball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Baseball. Here's your host, Dave McCann.
Back in Fresno, California, the eighth inning. It's 13-4 for Fresno State. Brock Watkins going to lead off for BYU. And for the Bulldogs, Hayden Cruz continues on the hill. It's been a two-man show for Fresno. Aiden Cremoroso was outstanding, and Cruz roughed up for a couple in the last inning. BYU left them loaded. Here's Watkins, a single, a pop-out, and a ground-out. That's been his day so far. After the first pitch, and sends it into the Fresno State dugout. Moment ago, a Bulldog sent it into the BYU dugout, so now we're even.
Yeah.
It's all good. Strike one. Cruz delivers. Gets the outside corner for strike two. I think BYU started thinking about the second game of the doubleheader about an hour ago. Just trying to get some momentum, take some good feelings into the nightcap. As the Bulldogs jumped on him early, 6-0. Swing and a miss, and Watkins strikes out. One away.
Yeah, really good pitch right there.
Easton Bryant has a couple of doubles here today, and he comes up to the plate. Junior college All-American. settling into his BYU career. Last night, he was 2-for-4 with a double and a run batted in. Today, a pair of doubles. That's a good first impression. Looks at ball one from Cruz.
Yeah, he brings some much-needed thump to this lineup. It lengthens the lineup, too. If you're down in the 7-hole as a double home run machine, it's a good recipe right there.
1-0 pitch. Back above the press box, foul ball, 1-1. Cruz looks in and delivers. Kind of a check swing by Bryant. Strike two, count 1-2. Now Bryant waits. Here comes the pitch. Just off the plate, 2-2. Now here comes Cruz. Gets the corner this time. We can see it from all the way up here. Two down on the strikeout.
Yeah, a little backdoor breaking ball right there. Just fooled him.
Riker Herdsman with a double and a single today. It's like he's making an order at In-N-Out. 6'4", 200-pound junior out of St. George. Pitch comes in way outside for ball one. Herdsman with three hits in the series so far. Here's the pitch. Curveball gets the corner. 1-1.
Yeah, Cruz didn't have the breaking ball last inning. He was a one-pitch guy, and at this inning, he's really thrown that breaking ball. It's been really good.
Thought he'd try it out. 1-1. This one right back to him. Turns, throws a strike over to first base. 1-2-3 go the Cougars. Bottom of the eighth is straight ahead. 13-4 Fresno State. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Cougars Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back in Fresno, Justice Reiser is the new pitcher for BYU. Our PZ Printing change brought to you by PZ Printing. Nothing inspires like print. Reiser is a sophomore of South Jordan, Utah. Injured last year. Fastball up near 87, a slider and a changeup. Another lefty out of the BYU pen. If there's a silver lining in this game that's been all Fresno State, it's been that a lot of guys haven't pitched for over a season.
Yeah.
Have been able to come in here and get some innings in a non-pressure situation. The next time they come in, it should be and hopefully be different. But innings are innings.
Yes,
now,
they are.
Reiser's back on the hill.
It's so good to see Justice back on the mound. He's been through so much the last 2 years with injuries. And he had such a promising future when he got here. Unbelievable start to his career, and then shoulder, and then turns into a lat, and so just been battling back, working so hard. It's good to see him back.
Schneider's first at bat today, and he looks at ball one. Started last night. Hits one down the line and foul. The count's 1-1. Reiser with a good fall. Able to show he was healthy. And one start, 11 appearances. This is his 12th appearance. High chopper. Watkins has got it. Flips it over to Vest. And there's one away.
I mean, his... 2 or 3 years ago, his first outing, we were playing Indiana State in Florida in a little tournament down there. And he struck out five of the first six batters he faced. It was pretty awesome. And then the sixth batter gets on with the bloop single, and the next pitch he picked him off.
Nice.
So it was an awesome start.
One down. Griffin Sotomayor fouls it back. Down to the count, 0-1.
He's competitive, really good slider. He's a guy that is going to play a big role this year for the Cougs.
One thing BYU learned last year in the Big 12 is you can't have enough pitchers.
No, you can't.
This one to center field. And Herdsman on the run, gets underneath it, makes the catch. Two down. I think as last year played out, this first run through in the Big 12, it was the WCC. Everyone had a good starter,
yep.
Maybe two. Get in the bullpen, and who knows? The Big 12, there were good starters, good relievers, and good closers.
Yep.
Didn't matter what day it was. And you can see the emphasis in the offseason on this pitching staff. Getting healthy for one, getting new guys in for another. We're going to see one starting in game two of our doubleheader with Garrison Sumner. 0-1 to Munster. This one hit hard to center. Herdsman gets a good jump on it, runs it down. 1-2-3 for Justice Reiser. The ninth inning's coming up. 13-4 Fresno State. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Cougars Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The ninth inning is here in Fresno, and the Bulldogs lead BYU 13-4. They won 7-1 last night in game one of the series. They're going to take game two. Game three is coming up in about 45 minutes or so, depending on how long the ninth inning goes here. And then game four, the series finale, not until Monday night here on BYU Radio. And then it's off to UCLA Tuesday and Cal State Northridge next weekend. Hayden Cruz continues to throw for the Bulldogs. And Ridge Erickson lead it off and fouls the first pitch. Erickson is 1-for-3 in his BYU debut. Couple of strikeouts, with a lone single, an infield single. He's able to show off his speed and motor down to first. Looks at a strike, now down on the count, 0-2. Had a mistake at catcher, threw a ball into left field, cost the Cougars a run, but for the most part in his debut, he's been tough behind the plate.
Yeah, he's been really good. He also, backpicked the guy at first base, so showed that off.
Here's the 0-2 from Cruz. Slider misses, and it's 1-2. Erickson's ready. Here comes Cruz. Center field, short and shallow. Collins is over. Makes a catch. One down. Well, as the air gets cooler here in game two, I'll be curious to see how lively the park will be.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Last night it was pretty subdued. No home runs, not a lot of long balls. We've seen some today with a home run by Gray and a home run by Vest as Tate Gamble fouls it into the crowd. Another nice stab. I don't know why they got nice floaters over there for their foul balls, and we got a screaming line drive into our booth. But that's just how it is.
I think that's the only way it can actually get to us. Any floater is going to hit, the top of the building or in front of us.
So a death rocket is what we're going to see. 0-1. Inside, 1-1 to Gamble. He walked his first time up.
Well, the story of the first two games so far, Dave, is that Fresno State pitching has done exactly what they wanted to do. Throwing a ton of strikes, not walking anybody. And BYU's pitching has been the opposite. They haven't been successful in the zone as much as they wanted to. And the free bases have turned into, you know, some runs.
It's interesting because the hit disparity was maybe four last night in a 7-1 game. And it's only six today in a 13-4 game.
Yep, and the Cougs had a chance to, you know, have six or seven runs up on the board, a couple of bases loaded opportunities.
2-1 back off the press box, 2-2.
Now the rocket.
Now I'm a little jumpy. And we'll see if in the nightcap if they can, one, get ahead. You know, they've been in a deficit after the first inning in these first two.
Yeah.
Just get ahead, relax, and have a good time.
Really need Sumner to set a good tone.
Yeah. Here's a 2-2 to Gamble with one out here in the ninth. Just misses.
About as close as it gets right there to strike three.
I was ready for the home plate umpire to ring him up. Didn't move. 3-2 the count. Here's the pitch outside. Gamble earns his second walk in as many tries, and he motors down to first base.
That's always nice when your name gets called in the middle of a game and you come and you have two quality at-bats.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Tate.
That's how you get your name called more often,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So Anderson comes to the plate with one out here in the ninth. Gamble over at first. Cruz comes in, ball one. A two-hit game for Luke, a single and a double, along with a fly out. Struck out his first time up. Here's the pitch. Big cut, swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. Cruz from the stretch, delivers. Anderson pops it up, shallow center. And over to get it, it's Collins. Two down. Big basketball game coming up later tonight with Kansas State at BYU on BYU Radio. It'll sound weird to say, but this game may be harder to get than Tuesday's game with Kansas.
Yeah.
At the Marriott Center, because Kansas State has been on fire.
They really have.
They bring all kinds. Hottest team in the league coming in, and that even includes Houston, which beat Arizona today. That's coming up a bit later on BYU Radio. Fouled back. Robinson at the plate for his fifth and final time. A single, a couple of flyouts, and a strikeout. And they're not holding Gamble on at first. No reason to. And he stays put. Strike. Bends right in there for strike two. Oh and two with two outs here in the top of the ninth inning. Cruz, this one into center field, and Collins has been busy, makes the catch, and ends the game. And Fresno State takes game two of the series and game one of our Saturday doubleheader, 13-4. Did it with outstanding pitching, some timely hitting, and kept the Cougars at bay. The Cougars now 0-2 on the season, Fresno State 2-0. And we'll be back with a postgame show after this, and in about 40 minutes, game two of our doubleheader. The final from Fresno, 13-4 Bulldogs. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
We've reached the final out. Time now for the BYU Baseball postgame show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Let's rejoin Dave McCann.
Back in Fresno, where it's all Bulldogs in game one of our doubleheaders. They defeat BYU 13-4. These final stats are presented by Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. We'll start with the Bulldogs, and they started with six runs in the first inning, picked up two more in the fourth, fifth, and sixth, and a final run in the seventh to give them 13 runs on 16 hits. And they left five on base. Stransky was 2-for-4 with two runs batted in. Salazar was 2-of-5 with an RBI. Gray, 2-of-5 with a two-run home run, which was impressive beyond left field. Blandford was 2-of-4. Sotomayor was 2-of-5. He scored twice, had an RBI. Munster went 0-for-3 but scored twice. Trevino was 1-for-3 with two runs scored and an RBI. Pappas was 4-for-4 in his season debut. He scored twice, drove in a couple of runs. And Collins, who was busy out in center field, was 1-for-2, drove in a pair of runs, and scored a run. The win goes to Cremarosa, who was outstanding through six innings. He gave up six hits, two runs, two of them were earned, struck out nine, didn't walk anybody. And that was the big difference. Gave up a solo home run to Cooper Vest to right field, but that was it. And Cruz came in, pitched three innings, gave up two runs on four hits, and that is that for Fresno State as the Bulldogs win it 13-4. Here are the numbers for BYU. Crew McChesney was 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Tate Gamble, two walks. He came in for McChesney. Luke Anderson was 2-for-5 with a double and two runs driven in. Robinson was 1-for-5 with an RBI. Easton Jones went 0-for-4. Cooper Vest was 1-for-4 with that solo home run. Brock Watkins, 1-for-4. Easton Bryant went 2-for-4 with a run scored. A pair of doubles. Bryker Herdsman was 2-for-4. So the bottom part of the lineup delivering for BYU. Herdsman scored twice. And Erickson, in his BYU debut, got his first Cougar hit. He went 1-for-4. Jaden Harris making his Cougar debut, picks up the loss. He allowed eight runs on six hits in three innings of work. He walked three and hit two. Then Luke Sterner came in for two. He allowed two runs on five hits. Maddox Peck came in before he got hurt, and he allowed two runs on two hits. Ficklin pitched a third of an inning and got a strikeout. Reynolds came in, allowed three hits and a run in one inning pitch. Reiser pitched an inning and didn't give up anything. But that's the story for BYU. Three walks. The walks came early. A pair of hit batsmen, those came early, and that's when Fresno State built their lead, and a lead the Cougars couldn't deal with. BYU with four runs on 10 hits, one error, and they left eight men on base. Final score, 13-4. Back with some final thoughts as we wrap up game one of our doubleheader. After this, you're listening to BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Now back to the BYU Baseball postgame show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back in Fresno, California, sun's going down. The lights will be on here in a moment. And we'll get ready for game two of our doubleheader. Figured to be about 35 minutes from now on BYU Radio and the BYU Radio app. And the Cougars will look to get one in the series. It's a four-game series with the fourth game not until Monday night. So a game last night, two today. And then a Sunday off, of course, and then baseball Monday night. And then the Cougars will get on the bus and go to Los Angeles. They'll play UCLA on Tuesday night. Out of a day off, and then it's Cal State Northridge Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before they wrap up this 10-day road trip to begin the college baseball season. It's opening weekend all over college baseball, and so far Fresno State has been off to a red-hot start. They win it 13-4 today. So we'll be back with game two of the doubleheader about 40 minutes from now, again on the BYU Radio app and BYU Radio with Tuckett Slade and myself as the Cougars. We'll roll out the BYU debut of Garrison Sumner. comes from the transfer portal from Salt Lake Community College, University of Utah before that. And we'll see what his arm has tonight in the nightcap between BYU and Fresno State. So that's coming up in a bit. For now, we say so long from Fresno. Final score, Fresno State 13, BYU 4. See you in about 40 minutes. This is BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.